Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
From clothing to vehicles. And tonight we take a look at the interim results of Zeda. This is a business that you and I would typically know as Avis as we interact with it in the South African environment. But the truth is they've got a holding in various markets, not only in South Africa, across the continent. And so far, their strategy for ongoing growth and Greater Africa's strategy has delivered the results that they require. Revenue, slightly lower. Essentially, their operating profit margins also increasing by 5.4%. And the measure of profit we use in South Africa, headline earnings per share, up by 11.2%. Essentially, most of their metrics in the green, and we're going to take a look at what we are seeing when it comes to the different divisions of the business now on the back of the trading environment. For that, we're joined by the CEO of Zeda Limited Group, that is Ramasela Ganda, who joins us for more. Such a pleasure to welcome you to the show once again, ma'am. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Gugu.
Excited to speak to you. It feels like literally yesterday, or a few months ago, when Zeda had just listed. We were still acclimatizing to the return of the business to the stock exchange, and your strategy had been put in place, and now seems like it's bearing fruit.
It is, indeed. I think what Bolold has done for us is really unleash, you know, a company that has great potential, and we are doing that in our investment. I hope I'm clear, Google.
The line is breaking, but you know what? We'll keep trying because I do know that technology can be quite fickle. So we'll ride the conversation until we have to reconnect. But let's take a look at what we are seeing when it comes to the car rental and vehicle sales environment in South Africa. If there's anything we've experienced in South Africa as consumers, is pressure on our pockets. Help us understand how this has impacted leasing and subscription, specifically from a South African point of view.
I think the subscription business is thriving because of just that. Mm-hmm. Most of the consumers cannot afford to get credit in the long term, and subscription does close that gap. It says if you cannot find the banking facility, you know, you're able to get into the subscription. You can get it for 12 months or even longer. But the flexibility of coming in and going out, I mean, we've seen a 49% increase on a subscription product, which really talks about a shift from a traditional way of acquiring fleet. Leasing business, you know, it also applies to corporate, because not only individuals and consumers are under pressure, corporate is also under pressure. And also if they do have cash, this whole transition about, you know, utilize your cash for your core business, but then why do you have to spend it on fleet? Mm. So we have seen that shift of people really understand that this is another way of making sure that, you know, you release your balance sheet to focus on what is key for your business. Mm-hmm. So we are really seeing exceptional growth in our leasing business.
I'm quite keen just for us to review what the macroeconomic environment has done to both these particular segments in terms of consumers and corporates. Interest rates, the pressure on our pockets, you've touched on it briefly, but perhaps give us a lot more insight, especially from a commercial point of view.
Look, what we've seen, I mean, from a consumer point of view, our car sales business, the lower segment market, which is about 300,000 and lower vehicles, are selling. So that just indicates pressure. We've seen people downgrading to a lower market. And as you can imagine, car rental, you know, your normal Group A and Group B are entry-level cars. Mm-hmm. And that is the market that we have seen that from a sale point of view is doing well. And corporate, as I've said, it is, you know, we've seen extension of contract on the leasing side. Companies not, you know, having the capital to renew and getting into the fleet. So people are holding cars for longer. And corporate are holding on cars for longer purely because of the pressure they are going through. So it is really a tough period. But when we run a business as a usership business like we do, you know, this is the perfect market for us because we're providing exactly what the consumer requires. And looking at the entrance of the new cars that are coming, you know, the Chinese model are coming at a lower SUV. So they're starting at the 300 and up. But even at that segment, you know, from a car sale point of view, we're seeing a growth in that market.
100%. What I'm also quite keen to understand, as many of our listeners and I guess some of your clients might question, is the increased level of competition. Are you seeing that or experiencing that? And that's largely based on the likes of WeBuyCars also having recently become listed as an independent entity on the stock exchange. Has that had any pressure on your business at all?
So you see, the beauty about our car rental business is that because we sell stock that comes from us, that is well managed, that has got life, in that we've got the likes of, you know, the companies that you've just indicated that are buying cars from us because we do sell retail and trade. Yes. So we do not see them as competition. They are just complementary to our business because we deflate a number of cars that dealers will normally buy from us. So that is not where we see competition becoming, Steve. You know, the short-term rental, you've got, you know, is an easy to entry. You know, you don't have big barriers to entry into the car rental business, so we do small players coming into that. But what is critical for us, we are seeing grey imports as well. You know, people doing, you know, short-term rental with grey import, and that becomes a challenge because now the condition of the vehicle becomes, you know, it is cheap, but the quality and the safety of it, mm-hmm. it is a problem.
100%. Maybe if we can talk about your stock and vehicle brands, that's always of interest to our listeners because when we look at our roads, that's typically what we see. New vehicle brands, shapes, sizes, colors, and features. Are you seeing that Asian brands are particularly becoming of interest, not only for yourself as Zeda, but even for your customer base, especially from a leasing point of view?
Look, there's no doubt about it, you know, that Asian market are coming in different shapes and forms, but more importantly, they're improving quality. We are seeing that continuously. We have them also in our stock, and we are testing their residual value. Some of them are proving to have strong residual value. Some of them are yet to be tested. So, yes, I think, you know, when you buy a car, you want to make sure that if you get into an accident or if you need parts and supply, it will be readily available. It doesn't help to buy a car and then the car is parked because you cannot get a light. So we are looking at it and we are seeing that some of them are becoming more in the supply chain value than others. So it is always an educated guess that people should do before they get into these new models.
100%. Let's take a look at your operations outside of South Africa. For anyone who's traveled the continent, we would have seen your brand Avis in Namibia, Mozambique, Lesotho, but even in Ghana, where you've been for about 25 years. You've highlighted that that is an air market that you are going to divest from, and have shared today with some of our peers in the media that there are some investors who are keen. Perhaps just remind us about the strategy to exit Ghana, and if this positions you to still pursue any opportunities that might exist across the rest of the continent.
Look, the sad part about Ghana is that it's got high activity levels, so we were doing exceptionally well from an activity. But, you know, the fluctuation of the currency has been one of the most difficult things for us to maintain. You know, 1 year, I mean, we've seen this year the strengthening of the cedi and has, you know, generated positive return for us, but it's not a long-term strategy. Hence, we've decided, you know, to divest out of that Ghana, and we have seen interest into that business, and we will continue to drive the business, you know, to make sure that we get as much as we can out of that business, and the buyers that they know that they get a good business. It's just that the fluctuation in the currency was just too much for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm keen just to probe your ESG journey. I do know that that has been highlighted on your website and even in your results, that you remain committed to the reduction of the impact that the fleet you manage might have on the environment. But where are we in that regard? And tell us what is sustainable and attainable, especially in a market like South Africa, where perhaps cleaner or greener energy is not always as accessible, especially for motorists.
Okay, I think one of the things that OEM started doing in the beginning, you know, everybody was excited about EVs and the world was going EV, but reality has hit, not only in Africa, but the world over, that might not be the solution to it. There are many ways, you know, to deal with the environment, and that is also sustainable. You know, looking at Zeda, we have focus on renewable energy. We've made sure that we invest in it. Water supply, we know the shortage of water, especially in the Gauteng area, especially in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. You know, recyclable water, we wash our cars. The one thing Avis pride ourselves is clean cars. So we wash our cars. But for it to be done in a sustainable way, we made sure that, you know, we recycle the water and just make sure that we do not utilize municipal water in a large extent. So many ways of achieving the same, that not everything will be about EVs, and there will be hybrid that are happening, and, you know, fuel efficiencies and all kinds of, you know, renewable matters is our focus at the moment.
100%. To close off with Ramasela, as you mentioned, the strategy is paying off. Help us understand, should you continue sticking to your knitting, what can shareholders and even customers continue to hold you accountable to?
Look, I think we are a very strong dividend and cash generating business, and you know, we still have a growth. I mean, our strategy is to deepen the usership economy. When we see people no longer just going automatic to buying and leasing and, you know, going for usership, that's where we believe the world has been. We're lagging behind, but we believe Zeda is in the forefront of saying innovation is here. You don't have to buy a car, and the shareholders will benefit from it. And we will always generate good returns. I mean, 11.2% in this climate growth, I don't think is something to be
100%. Definitely not something to be scoffed at. So a huge congratulations to you and your team for getting this done, especially a team that is also largely led by women. So we see you, we acknowledge you, and the phenomenal work that you and your team do. Thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, the best. Take care. Ramasela Kanda is the Group CEO of Zeda Limited. Next time you see Avis, essentially this is the business that is behind them. Zeda, as we know, is a automotive business that really operates within the leasing and selling environment, representing the Avis brand, which operates in more than 10 countries in sub-Saharan Africa, as you've heard. Essentially started in South Africa back in the 1960s, was listed, then went under the Barlow World umbrella, and now, as you've heard, has become an independent entity, listed on the JSE. Well, over 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, because it's been a while since we've been speaking to Ramasela in her independent capacity as CEO of the entity. But share your thoughts. As you heard, something that I think is a huge takeaway from that conversation is an understanding of the growth in the Chinese automakers. But the after-sales market is still what needs to be invested in. All good and well to have a beautiful car with all the right fittings at the right price, effective and efficient on the road. But when you get into an accident, when that light gets blown out, when there's some electrical parts that just don't work effectively, you do need to make sure that the after sales market, the maintenance of the vehicle, is something that can still be prioritized.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.